Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Naval Air Force says six crew members are undergoing medical evaluations after a Navy helicopter crashed into San Diego Bay. All were quickly rescued. Spokesperson Commander Beth Teach explains the purpose of their training.
HSM 41 is the squadron, and it's a training squadron here at NAS North Island. They train all of our naval aviators and naval air crewmen as they prepare to go to their operational squadrons where they will go into the fleet.
The U.S. and U.K. launched strikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen, possibly escalating the Israel-Hamas war to a regional conflict. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports from the White House. Biden officials had warned of an attack.
They said that there would be action taken, and we know that this week, the Houthis continued their assault on ships in the Red Sea, and so, you know, this is, again, what we expected to happen, although we did not know the extent, the details of how it would play out.
Texas state officials are blocking Border Patrol agents from patrolling in a town that borders Mexico.
The Texas Military Department confirming that it has taken control of the 47-acre Shelby Park on the Texas-Mexico border. Eagle Pass Mayor Rolando Salinas got word late Wednesday.
They have an emergency declaration from the governor. This is something that the city didn't sign up for.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they're using every tool to respond to what he calls President Biden's ongoing border crisis. U.S. officials telling CBS News they're blocked from conducting their duties. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Former President Donald Trump did not get to deliver a closing argument in his New York civil fraud case, but he did address the court for more than 5 minutes. CBS's Robert Costa.
While New York state attorneys finished their closing arguments, Trump was already gone, pumping his fists as supporters cheered him at his 40 Wall Street building. New York State Attorney General Letitia James.
This case is about the facts and the law, and Mr. Donald Trump violated the law.
Hertz is selling one-third of its electric vehicles, about 20,000 cars in total. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks explains why.
CEO Stephen Scherr said during the rental company's recent earnings report that there was a high cost to maintaining EVs and that collision repairs to EVs can often be double the cost of compatible gas-powered cars.
Coach Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots have agreed to part ways after 24 years. This season was the worst of his career. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jody Emerson is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel with a message for human trafficking victims.
The crime that you were a victim of does not define your life. It is one short chapter in the story that is you. And I think it is our job to make sure that we have the tools available to get them to a better and whole life.
It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon, since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid than ever before, more than 250,000 as of December 23rd. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The previous record was reached in 2017. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Packers get ready for the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's wild card game, but defensive back Jaire Alexander not out there. He's injured again, this time his ankle. Matt LaFleur says it happened Wednesday.
We had mostly a jog through and unfortunately stepped on somebody's foot and rolled his ankle. So I know he's doing everything he can to be available, and I'd say it's day-to-day.
Baseball. The Brewers signing several players before the arbitration deadline. Corbin Burns, Devin Williams, Willie Adames, and others, all to one-year deals to stay with the team. NBA, weird game last night. The Bucks and the Celtics, the two top teams in the conference. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead on the way to a 135-102 win. The Celtics benching all of their starters in the second half, including Drew Holiday.
I think it just wasn't the lack of us not playing hard. I think just based off the way the game went, sometimes coaches make decisions like that.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow developing late tonight. Lows in the lower 20s. Highs near 30 degrees Friday. A winter storm warning goes into effect. By the time the system moves out, we see the possibility of 8 to 12 inches of snowfall across the area, with blowing snow as well. It's 24 at our studios.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Air. Jane Matinair and Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. And as she does every Thursday at this time, we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly for our public service announcement. Dr. K, how are you today?
I'm so good. And I see what you did there with the theme song. Very clever.
Brian Kelly had sent me a list of like 30 different Jane songs. I had no idea. I knew of like three of them. And then, oh my gosh. But unfortunately, as I was reading the lyrics through a lot of these songs, it's like, were we all drug dealers and prostitutes or what? It's just a lot of sad Janes, apparently.
Well, that sounds like a great name for a band, doesn't it? The Sad Janes.
The Sad Janes.
There we go.
There's our Civic Media band.
I have another suggestion. Once you get the Sad Janes together, you should take Matt Nair on air to Eau Claire, don't you think? What do you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We want to do I would really love to do a whole statewide tour and visit all of our stations around the state. We have so many beautiful places all around Wisconsin. I would really like to see if we can get that all ironed out, maybe later on in the summer, early part of the summer. We will see. Before you joined us, Dr. Lyerly, we were talking about the latest book ban in Florida. And now they want to ban an elementary version of the Merriam-Webster dictionary because definitions are apparently dangerous.
Well, that's why we're talking about the things that we talk about during public service announcement, because there are so many things out there that people need to know, but they don't know where they can go to get this kind of information in an unbiased, evidence-based, like real way. So we really want to encourage people, if you are out there and you have questions, you've heard something, you're wondering about something, text us, call us, let's get it out there. Let's talk about it so that you know, so that you're making decisions based on real information, not whatever bunk you hear on you know, news or whatever. Like, make real good decisions based on science.
Yes, based on actual facts. If you want to join us or have a question for Dr. Lyerly, you can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Texter Andrew from Maine says, just imagine the Florida offensive books Dr. Lyerly must have in her bookshelves.
Your
whole book, right? They'd all out, all of them. All those naughty words.
You have to
words.
Start reading all of them again, and you have to review them. And if any naughty words pop up, you have to donate it now.
Yeah. No.
She is not convinced. She's not convinced.
That's good.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about health and advice from obesity medicine doctors. What are their suggestions? What should people be doing if they're struggling?
We know that obesity is a crisis in this country. If you look at the CDC maps that they've been publishing for the last couple of decades, the rate of obesity is growing like crazy. And there are lots of reasons that this is happening. We're not moving as much. The food that we're eating is not as healthy. People don't have access to good food or to places where they can get out and walk. There are so many other things that factor into it. But there are also lots of answers out there. So, and there's actually, did you know that there's a whole branch of medicine dedicated to combating this obesity crisis?
No. Well, yeah. I certainly knew that weight loss was a big moneymaker for all kinds of different companies. But this, as you said, obesity, and especially among our kids.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's crazy. And when it starts so young and you learn all of these habits as a young person, that's what you know as normal. So that's what you continue to do as you grow to be an adult. So it's really important in kids to instill good, healthy habits. Diet and exercise, I mean, it's just, we all know this. You need to eat a healthy diet. You need to get out and get some regular exercise. It's almost not even worth saying anymore, but it is still the foundation of managing your weight. So they are important. But there are things that we can do for people who are struggling with obesity and need a little extra help. The first step often is medicine. Remember Fen-Phen?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yes.
It used to be the only option you had was a stimulant. But the problem with stimulants was that they got people too jacked up and there was an issue with...
It was affecting heart rates.
Oh, yeah. Fen-Phen was causing pulmonary hypertension where the blood vessels in your lungs were not opening up and they were causing... It was major permanent issues and people were dying because of it. So we don't use Fen-Phen anymore, but we do use Phentermine. That's an old school medicine. There are some new medicines out there like Contrave and Quisma, Q-S-Y-M-I-A. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but there are things... pills that you can take to help you on your weight loss journey. So that's one step for people who have a BMI of 30 or above, or if your BMI is even only like 27, but you've got other comorbidities or risk factors like diabetes or blood pressure problems, other things that we know are related to your weight. These things are FDA approved and they are often covered by your insurance if you have insurance.
They are. As opposed, so how are these things different than something like Ozempic, which in from what I understand, in most cases, Ozempic is not covered by insurance?
Well, I have news for you. Ozempic has been used for years now, especially starlets in Hollywood. Maybe that's what Oprah's using. Hard to say, but she looks amazing.
She does.
Yes. So Ozempic and a lot of the similar medications are weekly injections. And for a long time, they haven't been covered and they are expensive if you pay out of pocket, if you can even get them, because there was such a shortage when people started hearing about it. But these weekly injections, specifically Wegovy, has been FDA approved within the last couple of weeks to treat obesity. And because it's FDA approved, that means that in many cases, insurance companies will start covering it depending on your individual coverage.
Well, that's really good news.
Yes. And there are many other weight loss medications that are in the pipeline. So if diet and exercise aren't working for you, and I mean, again, they're not working for most people, diet and exercise are still important. You still got to try, but there are medications out there and there will be more. There is hope. Don't give up.
And that's so important, Dr. Lyerly. And I do think that people get to a point where I'm so big and I'm so, what's the point? Nothing is going to make any difference. It's going to take me so long to get anywhere. And it's easy to get discouraged. I've had a battle with my weight my entire life. And so it is. It's very, very easy to get discouraged and just want to give up.
Yeah, me too. I've always struggled with my weight. And, you know, you get on the scale and you look at the number and it fluctuates a little bit here and there. And it can be really kind of, it can become an obsession for many people. This is where eating disorders develop and, you know, other body image issues. Yes. But, you know, back to people who are maybe more overweight than BMI 30, like if you're 35 or above, you may be eligible for surgery as an option, bariatric surgery, a gastric sleeve or a gastric bypass. These are surgeries that are commonly performed laparoscopically.
So they're not completely cutting you open.
They're not making a giant incision. It's just little pinhole incisions, usually one in your belly button and a couple other little tiny sub-centimeter incisions somewhere on your belly. Weight loss happens pretty quickly after these. You do still have to adhere to diet, exercise. You will likely have to take supplements because you're not digesting food the way that you do when you have a totally intact gastric system.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And they do, it does require you to come back on a regular basis afterwards to make sure that you're not developing a nutritional deficiency. And you need support. You know, this is a giant, if you choose bariatric surgery, you end up having counseling for 2 to 3 months beforehand. You have to demonstrate that you can follow the diet. You need a psychiatric evaluation to make sure that there aren't any other underlying things. It's not unusual for people after they have bariatric surgery to develop problems like alcoholism or drug addiction because they had untreated issues associated with their obesity that were not managed or considered before they had bariatric surgery.
Interesting.
So it's not as easy as just going to the hospital and, you know, getting your gastric sleeve. It's a whole process. But if you are committed to that, that can be an absolute game changer for people with a BMI over 35 or over 30 if you have those comorbidities like diabetes.
Okay, I'm going to take kind of a hard left turn because of something that you just said. The protocols required to get approved for bariatric surgery, counseling, all of those things. You don't walk in one day and tell your doctor, I want this, and the next day you have it. That's exactly how it happens for people who want to get treated if they have trans issues or they want to transition. You don't walk into a doctor's office when you're 9 and say, I want top surgery, come in tomorrow. Okay, we'll do it. That's not how it works.
You're exactly right, Jane. I'm so glad because it's really similar. Anytime that you are facing a giant change in your life, whether you're managing obesity or you're undergoing gender-affirming care, you need to figure out what is the best path forward. How is this going to impact my life? And you need to pull in all of the different pieces of support, not just, you know, getting the actual procedure, but what other kind of counseling do you need? Who do I have in my life who can help me now, then, and in the long term? These are life-changing events, and you have to treat them as such.
Well, and I think what's really interesting too, Dr. Lyerly, is that if you do lose an enormous amount of weight, it's hard to wrap your head around how differently society treats you. Mm-hmm. And I think counseling just for that is important too, mm-hmm. because I just think it leads to, it's like I have no value unless I look good.
Yeah.
Right. And now,
how did you get here in the first place? You know, it's not like you just became obese overnight. There are things that factor into your life, and a lot of it is body image. Are you eating because you're covering up emotions? Are you eating because there are toxic relationships in your life? What is the meaning behind the eating and the lack of exercise that's gotten you to where you are in the first place?
Right.
You've got to address those issues. Once you've got a handle on what those things are, then you can start to move forward because, you know, your diet is going to be really changing in the future. You can't drink a whole bunch of water while you're eating. You've got to take the supplements. You have to have the follow-up care or your outcome is not going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. When we return, Dr. Lyerly will still be here with our public cervix announcement. If you have any questions that you would like to ask, you can call, you can text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. And as we are every Thursday at this time, we're joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley and her public cervix announcement. We do have a question that came in over the live stream. Gloria says, I am having some problems with vaginal itching. Ask the doctor, please, what ointment she recommends.
If only it was that easy, Gloria.
Because it's not.
No,
it's not.
And first of all, can I give a shout out to Luke Mathers for playing the song Candida by Tony Orlando and Don, which always makes me think of Candida albicans, which is the thing that causes yeast infections. So every time I hear that song, all I can think of is yeast infections.
Of course it does. Yes.
Yeah. And it could be a yeast infection, or it could be, depending on where you are at in your life cycle, it could be related to a sexually transmitted infection. That's always good to rule out. It could be related to a skin problem with the vaginal tissue. There are things like you can get psoriasis on your bottom. You can get lichen sclerosis, which is a skin issue that makes the skin white and painful and itchy. It could be just as simple as women after menopause don't have enough estrogen in our bodies to make that tissue, which is really, really sensitive to estrogen, as healthy as it was before. So it's not unusual for women to have vaginal itching in the postmenopausal era. And the way to treat that typically is with vaginal estrogen, but you can also use lubricants and other medications that have recently become available. So it is not as simple as I'm itching, what kind of ointment. Yeah, there are, though, if it is a yeast infection or something like that, which is very common, or bacterial vaginosis, there are over-the-counter tests that you can get, and there are creams that you can try if you think it's a yeast infection, if it has that kind of that tangy smell, or if there's like a white curdy discharge, then an over-the-counter Monistat is not a bad option. I don't necessarily like the one-day option because I don't think it's enough.
Sure.
So I would go for a 3-day or a full week. But and there's also a medication that you can take by mouth called Diflucan that also combats yeast infections. So, and then there's new stuff coming out to treat bacterial vaginosis, even for people who have recurrent BV, which is also a common problem. You know, vaginal itching is really, really, really common. I rarely run into people who have not experienced some sort of symptom like this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But Gloria, again, maybe you want to talk to your doctor first before you just to make sure. Or otherwise, I didn't realize that you could test over the counter now for a yeast infection. So that would probably not be a bad place to start either.
They're not the greatest tests. They're not nearly as good as going to your doctor. And if you have had, you know, sexual partners in the past, in the recent past, where you're at risk for having an STI, that's really important to rule out, because sexually transmitted infections not only affect you down there, but they can affect you in other ways as well.
Absolutely.
So you definitely want to rule that out first. But yeah, seeing your healthcare provider, I think, is the way to go.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you have a question for Dr. Lierley, Mary from Wauwatosa is on the phone. Good morning, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to ask?
Good morning, Jane and Dr. Lierley. Thanks for highlighting this obesity issue. It's especially concerning regarding the young. In my 50s, I had an extra 10 or 15 pounds that I just wasn't having any success in losing. I was seeing a functional medicine doctor along with my primary doctor, and the functional medicine doctor advised me to take a look at a low-carb diet, and I dropped those pounds. I've never gained them back.
Good for you.
Yeah, I replaced, you know, like the breads and things like that, muffins with a nut-based, you know, flour, and, you know, minimize the pasta or look at the, good replacements for that and rice and so on, quinoa. So I'd just like to ask your opinion on this this low-carb remedy, and I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary, I'm so proud of you. Way to go, girl. That is the trick. It's figuring out what is the right thing for you as an individual. There are so many different kinds of diets out there. If there was one diet that worked for everybody, that would be the diet that everybody would be on.
Yeah.
But, you know, finding this low-carb diet, and it sounds like you're replacing it with really smart foods, and you've been able to lose the weight. That's wonderful. Functional medicine docs can be a huge clue to figuring out where to go. Also, lifestyle medicine, where you're focusing on getting appropriate sleep in addition to the exercise, the good food, the water, healthy social relationships. We don't think of those things as being like direct factors that affect our weight, but they are.
But they are. Yeah, most definitely. If you have a question for the doctor, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, talking about weight loss with Mary, reminded me, because she's using nut-based flours now, tomorrow on the show, we are going to be talking to two hazelnut growers in Wisconsin. This is a growing thing, and they're making flour out of hazelnuts now.
I didn't even know we could grow hazelnuts in Wisconsin.
It's a particular type of hazelnuts that is not, it's not the hazelnut that you're thinking of, but I believe it is very specific to Wisconsin. I'm not sure. We're going to learn more about this tomorrow.
That's great.
Yeah, when our hazelnut growers come. So, but that's another option too, if you're looking for an alternative to a regular wheat-based flour.
Oh, for sure. But I would also say everything in moderation. So nuts are great. They're full of healthy fats and oils and nutrients that you need. But eating cups of nuts a day, you know, I've had friends who are eating raw almonds at their office and they'll eat a full cup of raw almonds. That's too much.
Yeah.
Some raw almonds, wonderful. Too much raw almonds, too much. So, you know, just try to be thoughtful. Look on the package and look to see what a portion size is and moderate your intake based on
according to that. We have time for one more call. Peggy is on the line from Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Good morning, Peggy. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to ask Dr. Lyerly?
Yes. So I'm your typical white chick who likes men. I've been married. I'm 65. I have a 28-year-old daughter. And we've had this discussion multiple times about kids that know they're a girl in a boy's body, vice versa. And she goes, Mom, some of them kids know at age 5. So I can't wrap my head around that quite. So could you kind of explain a little bit to me? I know it has to do with their hormones, blah, blah, blah.
It's so much more than hormones. And we only have just a couple minutes to talk about this. But, you know, I can tell you, I've had friends who clearly this little girl was a tomboy as a little person and then grew up to try audition out different things in her life. And now he is a wonderful, happy, satisfied human being, having finally figured out where he belongs. So not having experienced that, I don't know, because I grew up very cis, but there are absolutely people out there in the world who have not been able yet to figure out where they belong. But I think surrounded by the right support, we'll see more and more of that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling, everybody. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so very much for your time. She will rejoin us next Thursday at 11:06 for our public service announcement. You can always call or text and ask your questions. That was great. Thank you so much, Dr. Lyerly. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Have a great day, friends.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Candida.
So in my dream. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Naval Air Force says six crew members were rescued after a Navy helicopter went down in San Diego Bay. They're undergoing medical evaluations. The Israel-Hamas war could develop into a regional conflict after the U.S. and U.K. launched over a dozen airstrikes on Houthi rebels in Yemen. Georgetown University professor Nader Hashemi.
I don't see the United States being able to solve this problem through bombing, particularly against the Houthis, who have quite a bit of battlefield experience with these types of things. So the danger here is that, you know, we go up the escalatory ladder and they're going to respond and the United States is going to have to up the ante.
Texas state officials are stopping Border Patrol agents in one town from patrolling. Chris Fox reports from Austin.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott issuing an emergency declaration to take full control of Shelby Park along the banks of the Rio Grande. It was being used by U.S. Border Patrol as a migrant holding area before transporting them for processing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu says a plan to create state-run dispensaries for medical marijuana is a non-starter. Assembly Republicans included the dispensaries in their medical marijuana bill released Monday. Lemahieu says it goes against his goal of shrinking state government. He says that he still sees good things in the bill and that a compromise can still be reached. A new report shows that 25 S&P 500 firms with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
Shareholders can vote against CEO pay packages, and some companies have changed their practices. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow developing late tonight. Lows in the lower 20s. Highs near 30 degrees Friday. A winter storm warning goes into effect. By the time the system moves out, we see the possibility of 8 to 12 inches of snowfall across the area with blowing snow as well. It's 24 at our studios.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
For joining us. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Luke Mathers coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Hey, if you're a Bucks fan, the Bucks are hosting the Celtics tonight, 6 o'clock broadcast. You can listen to the game on Lake Air on WLAK in Amory, 1260 AM, and in Park Falls on WCQM 98.3 FM. Bucks and Celtics tonight, 6 o'clock, in case you want to check that out.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully they can right the ship. Because
how many have they lost?
Four out of the last five. It has not been a good start to 2024 for our Milwaukee Bucks.
We still got a few games.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
There's a couple games to
there's
come.
There's plenty of time left in the season where we might be just at the halfway point or just over the halfway point. Like
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
If you ever want to check in, you can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the biggest argument you ever had with your partner over a home improvement project. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What was the home improvement project that you did with your partner that caused the biggest argument? And I bring this up because I was thinking about this.
Are you looking for some reinforcements on your side to ensure that you've won the argument? Or
no, we cannot. My husband and I cannot be the only ones.
Yeah,
of course we cannot be the only ones that this has happened to. So, as I was sitting in the kitchen last night, and we have a TV over the door in the kitchen, and I was reminded we've been in our house now for 22 years. The biggest argument I think we have ever had was installing that television above the door. We couldn't find the stud. We couldn't find where the studs were. And then the blame is, you don't know how to read the stud finder. The stud finder's not working. What are you talking about? And now if you look behind that television.
Don't do that. No.
There are five great big holes where the stud was not. Are we the only ones who have had arguments about this stuff that we can't be? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We've been married for 21 years. I swear that was among the biggest arguments we have ever had, ever.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine, because finding a stud, like, I get embarrassed myself when even I'm not looking, or like I don't have anybody with me and I'm just trying to like do like an easy,
yeah,
you feel foolish. And yes. So the added pressure of like working on a project around the house together sometimes can bring a little tension. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be others out there, Jane. I don't think you're the only one.
Well, and what surprised me is, I mean, we rehabbed the inside of most of our house before we ever moved in. So, and we did all, I mean, we stripped wallpaper, we pulled up carpeting. I pulled out carpet tacks. We repainted. There is hardly a surface in that house that we hadn't fixed before we even moved in. We were able to get that all done by the time we moved in. For the most part, it was pretty great. No big fights, no big arguments, but putting this television up was World War III. It was just crazy.
Yeah. It's how long in total would you say that the project
took?
Did it extend long too? Because that's almost the duration of some of the projects that can be done around a house.
Well, if you stretch it out too long, that gets really agonizing, right?
So was this over multiple days?
No, I want to say it was just a couple of hours.
Okay.
But it was, again, you make the X on the wall, Drill here. Stud should be there. There's no stud here. It go 5 inches to the left.
See, we had a similar problem. Not a huge fight over it. More of whodunit kind of. It was a mystery, so we wanted to solve it. Because we put in, we were working, recent homeowner, last 2 years.
Right.
Working on a lot of different projects before we moved in. And one of the things we wanted to do is there's a little it's relatively small, but it's a full bath off of the primary suite.
Okay.
So we have our own bathroom right there. It's a stand-up, standing shower, no tub or anything like that, relatively compact off of our room. And we were like, we're going to be using this bathroom all the time. We want to make sure that this is finished before we move in.
Right.
And so we got rid of the medicine cabinet that was there in the bathroom.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, should be easy to find. We'll go to Home Depot. We'll go to Lowe's. We'll find a different replacement medicine cabinet. Hopefully cover the same size hole. Yeah, they didn't make anything that size anymore.
Oh, no.
So we had to find, we said, all right, fine. Rather than look for a replacement that fits, let's go find something we like. And then we'll install what we like the most. That way we'll be happy because we got to pick it. We just didn't choose it because it
because
fits.
Because it'll, yeah, sure.
So we were like, okay. So we went and got it. And so we cut in to the wall to start then making
the hole for the
new one.
Right.
And lo and behold, we found studs that we did not think would be there because there was extra studs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we were like sawing through things. And we're like, is this a support? Like, what is going? Do we need to put a T or an H across?
Right, between the support.
Oh. Yeah. And so it became this mystery stud almost that we found that we didn't think was going to be there. But once we measured out where the studs were and then we're cutting and all of a sudden there was an extra stud.
That is so,
so
funny.
Maybe there's an instance where, you know, my walls just had your missing stud.
There you go. There is no stud in our wall in the kitchen. I know it. There's nothing there.
Doesn't exist.
Never existed. The biggest argument you had with your partner over a home improvement project, 844-967-2789. John from Boaz is on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining the show. What do you want to share with us?
Hi, I'm a carpenter. Built my wife a house. It's a two-story house. And when you come in on the ground floor, you come in the door, and you got the staircase on your left, and you got the kitchen going to the right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife invites her sister over for the weekend.
Oh, no.
And her sister was upstairs in the second master bedroom. It has a shower. Now, this is what really happened. All of a sudden, I seen water coming out of the light switch in the main lobby down below. And it turned out that she had the shower curtain open.
Oh, God.
Yep. So who do you call, the plumber or the electrician?
you need one of each there, John, I think. So she's taking a shower with the shower curtain open, so water is spraying everywhere, and then it starts leaking through the floor into the ceiling below.
We lost John. John,
oh, we lost
John
him.
Left us. So that sounds like what happened, though. The water leaking through the outlet. I don't even know. I think that's rightfully going to start a pretty hard argument for home improvement around the house.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
Having water coming through light fixtures is rarely good.
When is it ever good?
Yeah.
What do you mean rarely? Come on, I'm going on a limb and say that's never
enough,
a good thing.
Fair enough. It's never good.
Yeah, it's not fun. 844-967-2789. We want to hear your home improvement arguments. Or, no, they don't have to be arguments. Maybe
challenges.
Disagreements.
Sure.
You don't see eye to eye. Because new homeowner, we're doing a lot of projects. I honestly, the worst one, it wasn't that bad, but wallpaper.
Oh, wallpaper's terrible.
Putting up wallpaper.
That'll drive you crazy.
I never knew. Wallpaper, I feel like I'm a relatively younger guy, Jane.
Sure. And wallpaper is very much an older.
Right.
An older aesthetic, it is.
And so we weren't removing it or anything. I've heard horror stories about removing wallpaper. But lining it up just right to make sure, oh, that is a difficult task to
you
do.
You didn't have stripes. It wasn't stripes, was it?
It had a grid pattern, but it's on the back. And so, like, to help. And I was like, I don't know how this actually helps. Because maybe to cut it, but even then, you know, the relatively older house that we have, 50 years old.
Sure.
And so we're putting up this accent wall. And wallpaper was on. Kelsey found it for a huge deal. So we were like, all right, we're going to put an accent wall. We can do this. Easy enough. Small accent wall. Not right. even a large accent wall.
Yeah.
And just the fact that, you know, it's not perfectly square.
Not the older houses. We live in one too. Yeah. Yep. They're not, everything is not plumb.
And so you think that you're humming along. The first one.
It's perfect.
No. Oh, the first one takes a little while. You want to make sure you get it just right.
Exactly.
You're all set. It's looking great. You get the second and third sheet up. You're like, I can do this all day. And then you get to the end of the wall on the fourth or fifth sheet, and it's like, what the heck happened?
Is it like an inch gap?
The way that it, you line it up perfectly on top, you'd cut it, and the first one that we cut to be the end piece, mm-hmm. we cut it all the way down. Just make it straight. But then you had about a quarter inch gap by the time you got to the ground, the floor. You got to the end, and you're like, what the heck happened? So then you have to redo it, and then you got to cut it again. And it was a whole thing. As always, they tell you, buy a little extra of any of the material that you're working with.
Especially wallpaper.
Especially with wallpaper. So it was a small accent wall, but took up most of a day almost, because we had to get it just right.
Well, that's one of those things, though. If it's off,
oh yeah, everybody can tell.
Yeah, you don't have to point it out. Everybody can see it right away. Andrew from Maine texting in: the wife and I are looking into buying a house. I'm so looking forward to these issues. Oh, Andrew, you're in for a treat.
I always love now because, again, hate to beat the dead horse. It's an older house. But when I hear something off in the distance, like a creak or just a, what was that noise? I just start worrying.
What's it going to be next?
Yeah. What was that noise? Most of the time, it's the dog. He's just being a little silly. He jumped off the couch weird, or he's in the kitchen smelling something. But you just get worried when the house starts making noises.
You are going to learn so much about this house.
I've already learned so much.
As time goes on. We've been in our house for 22 years, and I will never forget the winter. We have a spot where now I snow rake it.
Smart. Okay.
I did not do that the first couple of years.
But you learned.
Until it was raining on my piano.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The gutters were all iced up and everything backed up, and then it was raining, and it started raining in our living room.
Jeez.
And I'm outside on a ladder with a hammer trying to dislodge this ice.
Yeah.
Andrew, you're in for tons of fun. I love it.
See, it's just, you got to take it with a glass half full. Think you got to be optimistic about
it. Think of the things you will learn that you never really wanted to.
Yeah. Yes. Like where the bonus studs are in the wall. It'll happen.
It will happen. All right. Stay close. We're going to talk about Badgers basketball.
Oh, yeah. We got a team. We got a pretty young team as well. But they worried me a little bit last night, Jane. I was concerned. But, you know, it was a good road test. And I have to make sure. You got to take the lighter side of sports. You got to really roll with the lighter side of sports. So I wasn't going to get too invested. But the Badgers were visiting Ohio State yesterday. And they took care of business and came out with a W. Only undefeated team left for Big Ten conference
That's
play.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
That's
so
very exciting.
So it's a good time.
All right. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. You can always join us 844-967-2789. You are listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome
to my house. Morning comes and you know that you want to stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate. That's how we do. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow.
Throne Radio, WFHR.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Air. So glad to have you along. Luke Whitmathers is with me in studio, coming to you live across Wisconsin and even globally if you have the wonderful Civic Media app.
Yeah? How many global listeners do you think we got right now on the Civic Media app?
There are two.
Two? All right. All right, we'll throw
Throwing it out there.
That's a pretty low number, so maybe I'll take the over.
Okay.
I could take the over on that one.
You can always check in if you're listening overseas. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We were just talking about arguments you've had with your significant other when doing home improvements, and a couple texts still coming in. Texter from the 262 listening here in Waukesha. Our home ownership challenge: after we took showers to get ready for our holiday guests, we come downstairs and see water leaking through the light fixtures.
Oh, no.
An hour before everyone arrives. That, what a nightmare.
I can't imagine.
I can't either.
That I'm really hoping that the fact that these are coming in, that's not going to like will it into existence, because that seems to be a trend in my life.
Oh, no.
So
no.
I'm really, really hoping that's not the case. But an hour before
the party.
The party, for me, I was hosting Christmas. An hour before the party is when I finished the floors for the basement.
An hour?
An hour. Yeah,
but
it was. I was working
down
overtime.
Down to the wire,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
because that was a big project.
Yeah, it was.
It was getting the old tiles off.
Yes, removing the old basement tile, linoleum tile.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked.
But whatever adhesive they used,
yeah,
was super strength.
The industrial adhesive that I'm assuming came out of the 70s or 80s, maybe the 90s, but that stuff
was
a challenge. It was just a challenge. And so, yeah, it took a little bit longer to getting to the point of installing the floors, and then, you know, some hiccups along the way, a little bit of, you measured that wrong, and I didn't cut it right, and things like that. Back and forth, but we got it done an hour before the party. So.
Well done.
Thank you.
Came in under the wire. Another suggestion, Luke, when you're hanging wallpaper, now that it's all up, but
yeah,
if you ever do it again,
all, yeah.
If you ever do it again, when hanging wallpaper, try overlapping by about an inch and then cut through the overlap with a knife to get that matching seam.
Oh, now you tell me.
The next accent wall. For your next accent wall.
If it happens, maybe.
You can keep that in mind. All right, so you watched the Badgers game last night against Ohio State.
Yes, the Buckeyes in Columbus. So there was a number of dry spouts for both teams, just like a lid over the bucket several different times. Four-minute scoring droughts for both the Badgers and the Buckeyes. It was really hot and cold. It was kind of a game of runs.
Were there a lot of fouls?
In the first half, no. No, very little fouls in the first half. They had a bunch of them to give. And so the last 30 seconds of the first half. Everybody was following to try to prevent shots and stuff like that. The Badgers got into foul trouble the second half, but it was just, I don't think the Badgers shot a free throw until there was like 15 minutes left in the game. It was.
That sounds like an odd game.
It was an interesting one for how high powered the offense has been for the Badgers over the last couple games. It was a little bit more of a slow start. They had a rough time in the start of the second half, but Max Klesman scored 18 in the second half. No points in the first half, 18 in the second half to will the Badgers to victory.
To victory.
So, yeah, they ended up, it was close. It was neck and neck the whole game, but the Badgers ended up winning by 11.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a dogfight. One of the only Big Ten team left that's undefeated in conference play. Earlier this week, they got announced to be 15th in the nation. Marquette lost last night, so there's going to be an upset from probably the rankings coming out next week.
Oh,
Badgers just continue to climb.
That, and I know there's a big rivalry between Marquette and Madison alumni. There's this.
Yeah, the Marquette alumni usually are the ones that are making more of a rivalry than it is.
I'm assuming you went to UW-Madison.
I did, okay, Jane, I did.
You might just felt that instinctually. Interesting how that works.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting how that works. But yeah, the Badgers you can listen to on the Civic Media app on several different Civic Media radio stations across the network, WFHR, up in Wisconsin Rapids, and so many more. So you can tune in. They're going to be taking on and hosting the Northwestern Wildcats this Saturday.
All right. So. Well, and again, just download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. And you can listen to all of the stations all across the network. You can call and text directly from the app, which is pretty cool. And our unofficial slogan here for the app on Matt Nair on air, have you heard this yet?
I have not. I'm excited. Let's hear it.
Downloading the Civic Media app probably isn't going to change the course of your entire life, but it shouldn't make it worse.
I love that the idea is, the marketing ideas that come out of Matt Nair on air. I love them.
It's completely unsanctioned by sales department at this point. But to me, it's a very Wisconsin thing.
It will
right?
make it
because
worse.
Because we're just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you it's going to change the entire course of your life for the better, but it's Wisconsin. I can't lie to you. So it shouldn't make it worse.
There you go. And if anything, it'll keep you entertained.
Absolutely. All right,
the Civic Media lineup, you can take us with you wherever you go. And you can stay. And we've got excellent programming coming up for the rest of the day.
We do. We have news on the way next, followed by the one and only Todd Father, the Todd Alba program.
The Todd Father?
That's a Greg Bach term.
Oh.
Yeah,
see,
the Todd Father.
I asked Greg what I need to know when I fill in for him. And those would be the things that he informs me. He's like, you know what to do.
The little tidbits.
Tidbits. The little things. The Todd Father.
And just a reminder, too, folks, we're going to start getting more snow after midnight. And then that's going to start mixing with rain. And it's going to be really windy. And we have more snow on the way for tomorrow. So try and just keep up on the forecast a little bit. Utilize that 511wi.gov app where all the accidents are, and that will tell you where the spinouts are and what roads are closed. And it's really very useful. Again, it's 511wi.gov. Luke Mathers, if you can get here tomorrow.
I'll be here.
He will be back with me on the board and in studio tomorrow. I hope you will join us as well. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the